It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good afternoon and welcome to Ralph Miller Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're going to sit for college basketball this afternoon. It is a doubleheader in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and coming up first, the ladies as Benedictine plays host to Clark University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing all the tough stuff. Back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Cass with you up here in the NOLA gym. I'm having all the fun. The crowd continues to roll in this afternoon. Don't forget the guys' game coming up at about 2 o'clock. But in the first game here today, it is a pairing of two of the undefeated teams in the conference. Clark and Benedictine, both coming into the game at 4-0 overall and 2-0 in the HAAC. Clark, a team that has been perennially at the top of this conference, national championship contenders for the last number of years, and they have reloaded this season with a group of transfer students. We're going to come back, bring you the starters, a little more insight into the ball game and then the tip-off. Ladies' game coming up right after this here on Air.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Again to the Nolan Gymnasium. It's set for college hoops this afternoon. Ladies game coming up next. And the A guy, he's introducing the starter to the crowd. Let me do that for you. First of all, for Clark, the Lady Pride under second season head coach Adam Hawking. They're going to be starting Audrey Peck. Audrey's a 6-foot senior from Galesburg, Illinois, out of Trinity International University. Out of Sterling, Illinois, and Sauk Valley Community College at 5'6", it's going to be junior guard Haley Walters. Macy Kuchta, she has been so good for this team. She is not tall, 5'3", but the senior's been a leader on this group for a long time. She's out of Columbia, Missouri. Kuchta, as we get a little extra light shining down here. Kuchta from Iowa Wesleyan University. 5'11" sophomore Sydney Morris is out of Bakersfield, California, from Bakersfield College, and from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, out of Western Colorado. It's a 5'10" sophomore Zoe Kennedy. So for Clark, it'll be Peck, Walters, Kuchta, Morris, and Kennedy. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, under now 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant coach Andy Connolly. Benedictine is going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson. She's a senior at 5'6" out of Eisenhower High School, Goddard, Kansas. Lauren Dubert from Beloit, Kansas. She's a 5'7" senior. Josie Weiser from JCN in Nortonville, a senior at 5'11". More seniors on this team with Jennifer Jacobs, 6'1" out of Wichita's Capon, Mount Carmel. And running it out from Seneca, Kansas, Nemaha Central High School, it is 6'3" senior Riley Roddinghouse. So Benedictine starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors here this afternoon. Lots of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Complex this afternoon. Noon games, not only this one, but Mid-America Nazarene is on the road in Cedar Rapids at Mount Mercy. There's going to be a 1 o'clock game with Graceland at St. Francis, Illinois, as they step out of conference play. William Penn is going to be at Park at 2 o'clock. Also at 2, it's going to be Baker at Culver Stockton and Central Methodist at Grandview if they've got the ceiling fits. Rounding it out, a 5 o'clock ball game this evening. Missouri Valley at home. Those Vikings love the night games. Missouri Valley will be hosting Peru State. When we're talking about things going on around the conference, and we have to mention that Benedictine's Lauren Dubert sweeps the Heart of America offensive and defensive players of the week from last week. So Lauren Dubert having a great start to her senior year here at BC. Clark in their traveling navy and gold. I call this very Michigan-like uniform. For Benedictine, it is the home whites with red and black. Coming into center circle to jump it off, Lady Ravens are going to run Riley Roddinghouse out there. For Clark, it will be Sydney Morris. We are set to go and hope you enjoy it. Women's college basketball, the guys' game coming up at about 2. And the tip of the way controlled down by the Pride, we are underway. Clark with the basketball going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. Pass is going to go to the left side where the falling away jump shot is up off the rim one time. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Ravens will run. Lauren into the fourth court, taking it down the left side. Lobs underneath to Riley. They're down to J.J. Jacobs. No shot. Comes back out on top. Dubert. Roddinghouse between the circles. Coming up to the high post. Dumps it over to Josie. Weiser goes right side. Dubert in front of the Clark bench. Backing away with 10 on the shot clock. Dubert plays off the screen, goes to the free throw line from 15, drains it. Lauren Dubert has the first 2 points in the ball game, and the Ravens are in front by a pair. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Back over to the right side, skip pass comes off on top. It's going to be Zoe Kennedy into the lane, turning around, 13-footer off the window, no good. Dubert with another rebound, and on the effort, we've got an over-the-back call. Audrey Peck will collect her first foul. It'll be the first foul by either team Lady Ravens are walking up the court. We are just over a minute into the game. Dubert will swing it over to the left side to Jennifer Jacobs. Back out on top. Ravens work the perimeter. Now try to go a little back door. The pass somewhat deflected. BC saves it. Goes to Josie. Drives in. Draws a foul. Coming to the line for two. Josie Weiser took that nice pass as she slashed down the right side of the lane. And this is a crucial foul already for Clark because a minute 14 into the game, their starting point guard, Audrey Peck, has two fouls. Josie Weiser, good shooter, puts her first free throw up and in. Lady Ravens go up 3-0. Benedictine, returning home today for the first time in a while. Free throw is up and good. Josie's got two. Lady Ravens go up 4-0. Back over to the right side. Clark with the basketball down to the baseline. Falling away. 13-foot shot up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Rodinghouse. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to run it again. Dubert all the way to the free throw line. Now down the right side of the line. Tries to back in. No room. Comes out on top. Here's Kennedy getting the touch of the ball for the first time today. Back out on top. It'll go to Jacob. Jennifer, left side of the lane. That is her signature underhand driving layup with a left hand. 6-0, Benedictine. We are 2 minutes in. Top side with it. That's going to be little Zoe Kennedy. Feeds over to the baseline. The dish on top. Traveling. No call. Back off on top. It'll go. Chip pass over to the right side. Haley Walters pushes it off on top. Going down the left side of the lane. Shot is going to be deflected by Nicholson. It's loose on the floor. Saved. Rodinghouse. Here come the Ravens. Benedictine already up 6-0. Again, look at a transition. Feeds over to the right side of the lane this time. Jacobs tries to drive in. Gets picked up on a double team. Dubert on her way for three. It's going to be online but short. And the rebound will be cleared away by CMU or by Clark University and Sydney Morris. Pride back down the floor. Over to the left side. Driving shot. Hits the front of the rim and kicks out. No good. Another Dubert rebound. What is this, four for her in the first 3 minutes of the game? Here's a Josie three. Got it. Josie Weiser. She's got five. The Ravens lead 9-0. 7-11 to go in the first. Back over to the right side. Here comes Clark. Peck lobs down low. Goes to the big. Sydney Morris backing in. Twist, turn, shoots. Gets the first point for Clark today. Sydney Morris. She is a good one. Morris comes into the game averaging 13.5 points a game. She is their team's leading scorer. Clark has four players who average double-digit scoring. Feed over to the left block, and again, Jacobs gets it. You cannot let Jennifer Jacobs have the ball off either block. She will score it. Ravens up now 11-2. 6.5 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter of women's college basketball. Topside, Haley Walters, CU with the basketball. Kicks it off on top. Peck, little right-hand dribble, stops between the circles, dumps it over to the left. Thinking about three, but Kennedy can't get the shot away. Now the ball gets away from her a little bit, but she's able to get the shot up and in. Zoe Kennedy for a pair. 11-4, Benedictine. We are 4 minutes in. This is a high-scoring game right now. Three for Dubert. That one's off the rim, and the long rebound to Peck. I'm surprised she is still out on the floor with those two fouls. Pride for three. No. And the long rebound is going to be allowed to Karam out of play into the Benedictine bench. And as it goes out, Benedictine is going to make his first duo of substitution tonight as coming into the game. 5'11" sophomore Nicole Stork and the 5'8" sophomore guard Riley Brueggemann. Now I got a little stoppage of play. The officials kind of hashing some things over as they head over to the scorers table. 5:47 to go in the opening quarter. 11-4, Benedictine in front. Lady Ravens with Jacobs and Weiser in the forecourt. Kennedy Nicholson also on the offensive end. Put of the ball in play is going to be Stork, and it will be Brueggemann to walk it up the floor. Riley Brueggemann brings the ball up with an air of confidence uncommon in a sophomore. Here's a pass to the left side. Nicholson launches the three. It won't fall. Rebound Stork. Forces it up. Gets knocked to the floor. The bucket doesn't go in, but she's coming to the line. The whistle is on. Sydney Morris. It'll be her first, and now Clark has collected their third team foul in the opening quarter. Benedictine has not committed a foul yet. And Nicole Stork at the line. Her shot is good. Long look at it. Stork will take her time. Puts the second one up, and it will fall away. No good. And rebound cleared away by Sydney Morris. It is 12-4 Lady Ravens. As we get to the other end of the floor, we're going to have a quick whistle, a quick Lady Raven foul, and the first foul of the game will be on Benedictine's Josie Weiser. Clark will come to the free throw line, where Haley Walters will step up there. She has not had a free throw yet this year and will knock in her first one. Walters picking up her first point this afternoon. Benedictine has become a high-scoring team this year, averaging, I'm calling it 78.8 points a game. Clark averaging 68.3. It is a 12-6 Benedictine lead. The Lady Ravens move the ball into the forecourt, putting it in the hands of Josie Weiser. Lob pass over to the right side. Nicholson, Kennedy down to the baseline. Driving in, Brueggemann's running shot, no. Rebound underneath Stork, who tumbles to the floor, looking for the ball. Gets it away to Jacobs, over to Josie. She drops a shoulder, drives across, out on top, gets to Kennedy. She's open, it's three, it's perfect. Kennedy Nicholson. When you get that kind of good movement on the basketball, you're going to get a good shot. And the Lady Ravens have some great perimeter shooters to put them in. Here's a shot from the outside. Not going to fall for Haley Walters or Clark. And the Ravens back up the floor with it. Brueggemann over to Josie. She wants her three and gets it. Josie Weiser from outside. Josie has 8 points already. And Clark is going to take a timeout. Benedictine has put together a double-digit lead with 4:39 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens. 18 Clark 6.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium on the Raven campus at Atchison, Kansas. 4:39 to go in the opening quarter, and Benedictine has exploded. Up a dozen at 18-6. Welcome back, everybody. Out on the floor for Benedictine right now is, during that timeout, Coach Folsom made a couple of adjustments. You've got Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser. Weiser's out. Bauman is in. Jacobson, Stork. Here's a shot from the outside. Nope. Rebound, Stork. Benedictine up the floor. Look at Brueggemann. Look at down the floor. Pay no attention to the basketball. She knows she's going to dribble it up court. She is scanning ahead of her, seeing what's happening down the floor, looking what's developing offensively. And BC will run its offense. Kick out on top. Nicholson goes left side, heads baseline, shot up in traffic off the rim is no good, and the rebound is going to be picked up off the floor by Sydney Morris. Here comes Clark. Quickly with the basketball, taking it down the right side. Pride way out on top. Into the game is Macy Kuchta. Kuchta with a start, then came out. She's back in. The ball stripped away for a moment by Brueggemann. Picked back up off the floor. Twisting, turning, traveling, no whistle. Rebounding it down is going to be Stork again. Stork already has 4 rebounds in the game. And BC is up the floor. Stork will go 3. She can hit this. That one rolls off no good. She likes that straightaway 3-point shot, and she had exactly that on that trip up court. 3 on the other end. Rolls around, and it goes in. Clark from the outside hits the 3. They're first of the game, and it's off the hands of Camden Kay. Camden coming into the timeout as a freshman at 5'11 out of Hempstead in Dubuque, Iowa. Hometown girl driving shot, BC left side, won't go for Jacobs. Quickly, Clark trying to transition up the floor. They got a little bit of ground to make up. Ball's going to be batted away from behind, and they're going to call, I think, Jacobs for having reached in, and they will. Jennifer Jacobs picking up foul number one. Benedictine team foul two of the opening quarter. Dubert comes back in. Rottinghouse comes back in. They will join Stork, Brueggemann, and Bauman. Clark with the inbound. Out on top to Kuchta. She puts it on the floor. Starts into the lane. Little hook pass back off on top to Kay. And we will have a foul on Brueggemann here. We will not. We will have a foul on Stork. Her first. And Lady Raven team foul three. Three team fouls on each club with 2:48 to go in the opening quarter. Clark will inbound it on her offensive end and get it out on top to Zoe Kennedy. She'll dish it right, drive it across the baseline, comes back off on top, a little head fake, no shot, back over to the left side where the three from the wing is off the rim, and Jacobs goes up, perfect interior position, and draws a foul on Sydney Morris. So now for Clark, both Audrey Peck and Sydney Morris have two personal fouls each. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens will be shooting free throws for the rest of this quarter. Bauman up the floor. Goes cross court. And a pass batted away. Stolen by Clark. Here they come with a 2-on-1 break. Stork is down the floor defensively and stops the transition. They'll kick it out for a three, which is short. And Stork rebounds it down. That is her fifth opening quarter's rebound. And the outlet pass is going to be slapped out of the hands of Bauman and knocked out of play. Ravens ball in the forecourt. The Benedictine Pep Band is here today. A lot of students, a lot of community members, some girls' high school basketball teams that made the trip up. Great to see Saturday afternoon crowds here in the Nolan Gymnasium, and happy to have you along with us here on Care Radio for the broadcast. 2:06 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens in front at an 18-9 clip as Benedictine will bring it back in, and Josie Weiser returns to the game. And does the inbound work. Kick over to the right side to Stork from 14. Nicole Stork has three. It is now 20-9 at Benedictine. Lady Ravens have led by as many as a dozen, leading here by 11, and driving into the lane and losing a handle on the basketball. It's going to escape and get out of bounds. BC will have it back in. Josie Potts in the game for Clark was driving down the lane. She's a sophomore from Dubuque, and that is, she's out of Dubuque Senior High School. Here's a running shot in traffic. No good. And rebounding it down is Sydney Morris. Clark brings it up the floor. Benedictine quickly down defensively. The 17-footer uncontested is good. Sydney Morris has four. 22-11, Benedictine. 75 seconds to go in quarter number one. Right side. The shot up. Blocked. And the foul is going to be called. And if that is on Sydney Morris, 23, it's a real problem. She's holding her hands up, and it is her third foul. Sydney Morris, with a minute 13 to go in the opening quarter, has picked up her third foul. And again, she is this team's leading scorer. She hits 50% of her shots. I mean, well, Sydney Morris, in making an extra inquiry with the official, collects a technical foul on top of that foul. So that'll be four. That is not a good start to a road game. Coming to the line to shoot for BC, it'll be Rottinghouse. She'll shoot the tees. Riley's first one, yes. You say, why do you bring Riley Rottinghouse in? Well, I don't know. She's a 57% free throw shooter on the season. Oh, these are the foul shots first and then the tees. Okay, so there's the foul shots, and she gets both of those. And, yeah, here's who I would put on the line. Absolutely, Lauren Dubert. Lauren is right at 90% at the free throw line this season. First one is in. Benedictine making some hay at the free throw line in this opening quarter. Gets both of those. So with a minute 13 to play in the opening quarter, Benedictine leads by 13. It is their largest lead of the afternoon, and They'll be putting the ball back in play at midcourt. Boy, for Clark, you know, you don't get on a bus to travel 8 hours to have this kind of an opening quarter. This is tough. Here comes the Lady Raven offense. Left side, Weiser. And now we have a whistle, and we have a, they're going to reset the shot clock. I don't suspect it was set to 20. I think it's what, there we go. It was, should have been gone to 30. So now, with those adjustments, 1:08 to go in the opening quarter. 25 left on the shot clock, and the Ravens are going to be putting it back in play again. Here's Riley. Dumps it over to Lauren. Out on top, that's Josie. Looks back to the right. Dubert steps inside, kicks it over. Have they shifted to a zone defense here? A lob over to the right side. They certainly have. Here's a driving baseline runner off the rim. No, and we have a foul at the baseline, and that will put Brueggemann in to shoot because they are in the bonus. The foul is going to be on Camden Kay. It is her first, and you don't need to bother with counting team foul six. We've got enough right there with five or more. Here comes a free throw. The first of two is in. So free throws have been pretty good for Benedictine, where they are now 6 of 7 in the opening quarter. And that was Brueggemann's first point today. And that's her second point. So I've got the Ravens at 9 of 10 at the free throw line in this first quarter. 45, 44, 43 seconds left in the first. Benedictine by 15 now. 26-11. And we get a whistle off the basketball and a foul on Rottinghouse. So it is Riley's first and Benedictine's fourth. And for BC, unlike Clark, who's really bunched the fouls up on two players, the Ravens have four fouls, one each on four different players. Shot clock back to 20. 37 to go in the first quarter. It'll be brought in at their offensive end for Clark. They'll work it out on top, get around the screen. Just above the free throw line, no shot available. Comes out to Camden Kay. She'll go into the lane, puts her head down, powers in. Shot's no good. Rebound cleared down by Stork. Stork has her sixth opening quarter rebound. Driving down, coast to coast. The shot is up. It's good. Kaladin one. How about that driving shot in the middle for Benedictine? And a chance at a conventional three-point play. Coming to the line, Brueggemann. She hit two free throws just a moment ago. The foul is on Josie Potts, her first. And the free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out, saved in by Clark. Shot clock's off at 14 seconds. The ball knocked away by Dubert. Picked back up Rottinghouse. Ravens are going to transition. Down with it is Brueggemann. Knocked away from her for a moment. Picks it up on the dribble. Dumps it over to Dubert. Her launch hits three. It's up. No good. 3 seconds left in the opening quarter. Josie steals. Three at the buzzer. Won't go down. And we've got a timeout. Opening quarter in the book. It was a huge one for Benedictine. 28 first quarter points for the Lady Ravens. After one, Benedictine 28, Clark 11.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
After the opening quarter, Clark trailing Benedictine by 17 as a rider led by Sydney Morris with 4 points. But then again, Sydney has 4 personal fouls to go with it. So we will not see her, I don't suppose, until at least sometime in the second half. Camden Cade with 3 on a 3-point shot, then 2 apiece for Haley Walters and Zoe Kennedy. For Benedictine, 7 players in the scoring column led by Josie Weiser with 8. four apiece for Jennifer Jacobs, Lauren Dubert, and Riley Brueggemann. Kennedy Nicholson hitting a three, and three more for Nicole Stewart. Again, Morris with four fouls for Clark, Peck with two. Benedictine has no player with more than one. Welcome back, everybody, to the Nolan. Benedictine going to start the second quarter with the original five. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Rodinghouse. It will come in to Benedictine. We're underway in the second. Jacobs, top side, dumps it over to Josie. Dubert looks in, wants to get underneath Rodinghouse, but it's going to be batted away out of her hands. That was a tough pass in a lot of traffic. Clark will come up with a steal. They'll come down the court, a running three. Not going to happen. Dubert with a rebound. Lauren Dubert, four rebounds so far today. Nicholson, back it goes to Jacobs, out on top. That's a long three for Josie, but it's in. Josie Weiser, 11 now, with 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leads it by 20 points, 31-11. On the other end of the court, quick little turnaround shot. It's going to be up and good, 31-14. Give Haley Walters her first field goal. Turnaround shot, Jennifer Jacobs for two. 33-14. BC back up, and here comes the Lady Raven offense. Josie into the forecourt. Kicks it over to the left side. Rodinghouse way upstairs between the circles. Nicholson goes cross-court. Dubert accelerates to the baseline. Eight-footer. It's up and in and one. Lauren Dubert, a chance at a three. Lauren Dubert, a half dozen points now. And Clark continues to foul. This is going to be the first of the game for Haley Walters. Free throw for Lauren is in. That is her seventh point of the afternoon. It is 36-14, Benedictine. Lady Ravens up by 22 at 8.5 to go in the half. Walters will have it on the right side. Pushes it off on top. Backing into the lane. Backing in. Changing directions. Can't get the shot away. They'll go back off on top. Here's a three. Got it! That is a three-point shot for the Pride, knocked down by Zoe Kennedy. 36-17, Benedictine. 2 minutes into the second quarter. Ravens on top. It's another three for Josie. That one will hit the front of the rim, pound away, get rebounded back down underneath, and then two players get tied up on the basketball. Possession arrow to Clark. Clark Sidney Morris. We've been talking about her a lot so far today. But now that she's out of the game, here's the deal. With those four fouls, we talked about her leading her team in scoring. What we haven't mentioned yet is she also leads the conference in rebounds. Not just her team, she leads the conference in rebounds, and there's a travel. The Pride trying to go into the middle. Josie Potts pulls up her dribble but drags the pivot. Linden Benedictine is going to have a back-end play in front of the Raven bench. So Morris's absence in this game is going to be tough. She averages a double-double this season, 13.5 points and 11.3 boards a game. And she's sitting on the bench. 7.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens with the basketball up 36-17. Josie goes for three again and hits it again. Josie Weiser. This is an okay start, right? 14 points with 7-something to go in the half. Driving in, uncontested. Lamp is going to rattle around, go in, and become a three-point opportunity for Kennedy. Foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. She will be the first Benedictine player to collect a second foul. And we're going to get a chance to see a player who is, I'm telling you, is going to be a real impact player for Benedictine. That's Carmen Morales. Carmen coming into the game to take out Jennifer. Carmen is a 6'3" freshman. The free throw is up and in for Kennedy. Also into the game for the Lady Ravens is going to be Nicole Stork. BC up the floor with it. Dubert skips it out on top. Morales swings it right side. Josie. Long cross court. Lauren. She'll go for three. That's a little bit short. That was right at the very extension of her range. She had to put a lot of extra little push on that shot. And Clark will be inbounding it from deep in the backcourt, inside 7 to go in the half. 39-20 Benedictine. The dribble toward the top. Pass comes to Kuchta, who's back in. Skips past to the left side of the lane. Out to the baseline. Driving in. The shot, no. But the foul, yeah. Foul on Benedictine is maybe. Is it Dubert? It is. So for Lauren, it'll be foul number one. The Ravens, two team fouls down in the second quarter. Clark has committed only one. And back at the line, Zoe Kennedy. Zoe is carrying this team right now. Kennedy, who had 2 points in the opening quarter, has 7 already here in the second, looking to go to double digits on the afternoon with this free throw, and will get it. So that is her 10th point of the game. Kennedy averages 13 points a game. She's not a great shooter, 26% from the floor, 24% from three. Here's Nicholson for three. Oh, yeah. Kennedy Nicholson's second three. 42-22. Lady Ravens back up by 20. A three on the other end. There it is. And these two teams exchanging perimeter shots now. That three by Haley Walters, and she's got 5. 42-25. Morales feeds in the middle to Stork, who kicks it out on top. Dubert, the hook pass. Josie, the three. Off the rim. No. Rebound Morales. She gets fouled. Here's the thing with Carmen Morales. At 6'3", you're not just going to push her around in that lane. She is a presence in the paint. And into the lineup before the free throws for Clark is going to come Georgia Hanselman. Hanselman is a senior from Earlham, Iowa. Out of Iowa Central, committed to college. The free throw is going to be up and good for Morales. And Carmen gets her first point of the day. 43-25, Benedictine just inside, 6 to go in the first half. Morales eyes it, little right-handed shot, knocked it in. 44-25. Nichols on the board, 5:55 to play in the opening half. Zoe Kennedy accelerates toward the baseline, keeps the field alive, now will cut to the side of the lane, no shot available. Pass comes off on top, gets it over to Kuchta. She can't get one away. Back in to come to Walters. Great Lady Raven defense. Toward the baseline. The pass out. Deflected by Josie. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Here comes BC. Ravens run. Left side Josie. Alone. A three. Off the rim and over the top of the backboard. Won't go down. You will never fault that shot. That was a good shot to take. She's been hot. And that one, when they hit the rim and carry them that far, you know it's just that close to going in. Clark coming up the floor. Ravens are going to put Brueggemann at the scorer's table. She's prepared to check in on the next dead ball opportunity, which is right now, as we're going to have a BC foul. And that is going to be another on Dubert. Lawrence second. And both Dubert and Weiser coming off the floor. Back into the lineup for Benedictine will come Brueggemann and Bauman. And just as quickly she comes into the game, Riley Brueggemann reaches in and picks up a foul. You got to be asking yourself, with all the fouls we've seen, is this crew calling the game that closely? And I would say, no, not really. I think that these two teams are just that active and that fast and that intense right now that this is kind of how the game's being played. Here's a three. Nails. And another bucket, Zoe Kennedy. She has just lifted this Pride team up and thrown it on her back and said, come on, ladies. Going to see what we can do here today on the road. We've got a big hill to climb. Benedictine leading it now by 17. Out on top, BC goes right side. Morales, she'll cut across, and she will travel with the basketball. That was a tight call. Back up with the will come Clark. 4:40 left in the first half. Clark is kind of got themselves back a little bit in this game. You say, but wait a minute. Yeah, but they're like down 16. Well, yeah, but they were down 22, so this is better. Here's a baseline shot that doesn't go. Nicholson with the rebound. Her second board of the of the afternoon. Brueggemann, a bit of a head fake, doesn't lose her defender. Now back out on top to Brueggemann. Her three, not going to fall. And a rebound cleared away by, you know who that is. It's going to be Zoe Kennedy. She'll go left side to Hanselman. And Clark will turn it over with an over and back. As Hanselman's pass back out to Cooch to get away and rolls into the backcourt. Benedictine will have it in front of the scorer's table. 4 minutes to go in the first half. 44-28, Benedictine in front. So good to have you with us on. Hey, can we call it Thanksgiving week yet, or does that start tomorrow? I mean, I don't know. We're within a week of Thanksgiving. Here's this 12-footer, short, rebound, Clark University. Hanselman coming up with a board. Here come the Pride. Out on top, a three, no. Rebound, Ravens. Bauman coming up with the miss from Zoe Kennedy. Driving across. Brueggemann shot, gets it with a continuation, and another plus one. The foul is on Josie Potts, her second. The bucket is good by Brueggemann. She's got six. And Ronnie coming to the free throw line, got a half a dozen points, and looking for one more, hits it. She's now three out of four at the free throw line this afternoon. It is 46-28 BC with 3.5 to go in the half. Place continues to fill up. Should be a great crowd as the afternoon wears on. Shot is up, missing. Brueggemann rebounds. And again, she glides up the floor. Look away pass. Kennedy Nicholson's three. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up. That's two for Stork. Her 5 points of the game. 49-28. And again, Benedictine goes back to the 20-plus point lead. 3 minutes left, second quarter. On the left side in front of the rebound bench, the uncontested three won't go down. Brueggemann comes up with a rebound and is going to be fouled in the process. For the Pride, if they don't commit that foul, Brueggemann is going to hit Nicholson for a beautiful little outlet pass down the floor for an easy layup. The foul is on Hanselman and George's first foul today. Team fouls are even at four apiece as we're inside three to go in the half. Benedictine over to the left side. Stork will turn, shoot, miss it. Rebound Morales, turn, shoot, scores it. Carmen Morales with four. 51-28 Benedictine. Morales reaches. He has to slap it away. No foul. The three is up and missing, and Morales sweeps it down. Here comes Benedictine and Nicholson down the right side. 15-footer, Stork, it's good. Nicole with seven. 53-28. Now the Lady Ravens with a 25-point lead and 2 minutes to go in the first half. Way up top side, Zoe Kennedy to Hanselman. And here's a three, knocking it down. Nicely done by Haley Walters. That is Haley's second three of the quarter. It is her 8th point today. 53-31. Ravens in the lane. Stork out on top. Nicholson from the top. It's short. Rebound. Clark. Pride running it up the floor with Kuchta. Outlets out court. And oh, a nice defensive play by Michaela Bauman for Benedictine. Michaela out of Blair, Nebraska, the 5'8" junior. Kind of got a hand on that, deflects it out of bounds. Lady Ravens are going to bring Josie back into the game. They're going to bring Rodinghouse back into the game. And they will be out there with Brueggemann and Bauman and Stork. Clark has the ball down 22. Little hook pass out on top, batted around, loose on the floor. Clark's going to pick it up and then lose it on the dribble. It's going to go out of bounds. That was very good defense down the floor for BC by Michaela Bauman. Michaela Bauman, in 6 minutes, no points yet, but she's a defensive impact player. Turnaround shot, that's good for two by Riley Rodinghouse. 55-31, and we're at 1 minute to go in the half. 3-point shot, Another bucket for Zoe Kennedy. She has been fantastic in this first half, and particularly in the second quarter. 55-34. Out on top, Josie for three. Boom! Josie Weiser. That is Josie's fifth three already today. A couple of free throws with it. 17 so far for Josie. Shot clock, game clock, separated by five. We're approaching the end of the opening half. Back into the right side with it is going to be Kennedy. Zoe backs in, twists, turns, drops a shoulder, and as she goes into Bauman, she will draw a foul on her. Michaela Bauman's first foul, and a pair of free throws for Zoe Kennedy. So Kennedy has gone 3 of 3 at the free throw line so far this afternoon. This one will not go in. 16 points for Zoe Kennedy. Essentially half of her team scoring. This free throw is good. So she's got 17 of her team's 35. 58-35 Benedictine. Shot clock's off. 10 seconds to go in the half. 9. Bauman skips it into the lane. Brodinghouse, hook shot, up, no good. Rebound, Josie follows up, no. Rebound, it's going to go out of bounds with, there was a little time, I don't know, a second or so maybe. Now the officials are going to walk over, and I think they're going to review and see. Or they're going to just send him to the locker room. I guess they're going to call it a half? I think that's a great idea. Let's do it. It's halftime in the Nolan, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. Girls headed to the locker room. Benedict at 58, Clark 35.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we got the guys' game coming up next at approximately 2 o'clock. Tip off for that one. It's halftime of the women's game, and these Benedictine Lady Ravens are red, red hot. Here's the deal. Remember a couple of days ago when we were over in Fayette, and the only question at the end of that game was, were the Lady Ravens going to get 100? Well, that's the only question there is this afternoon. There's no doubt how this game is going. The question is, can they score 100? They got 58 at halftime. Let's recap the opening half scoring. For Clark, a phenomenal job by Zoe Kennedy. Zoe, with 15 points in the second quarter, has 17 and leads her team. Andy Walters has 8, 4 for Sydney Morris. Josie Potts and Camden Kane each with 3. For Clark, the big blow. Their leading scorer, their leading rebounder on the season, Sydney Morris, on the bench with 4 personal fouls. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 17 in the first half for Josie Weiser. She hit 5 three-point shots in the first half on their way to those 17. Following Josie, Riley Brueggemann and Nicole Stewart off the bench, each with 7. Lauren Dubert, also with 7, your reigning conference offensive and defensive player of the week. Half a dozen for both Jennifer Jacobs and Kennedy Nicholson. and four in the first half for Riley Rottinghouse and Kermit Morales. No Benedictine player has more than two, and only Dubert and Jacob have two. Other than that, no one with more than one. We're going to take a little breather. We'll be back. Second half of the ladies' game coming up next, and then the guys' game. Full afternoon of college hoops here on Care. But right now, with the intermission score in the Nolan, Benedictine 58, Clark 35. We're kicking it back to Joseph and the Care Sports Studios for a November hoops halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Good afternoon, I meant to say. Oh, well. Anyway, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a lot on tap for you. Coming up, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball at 2 p.m. as the men will take to the court up at the Nolan. Then over on our sister station, KMZA, we've got Kansas City Chiefs at the Carolina Panthers tomorrow with the 11 a.m. pregame. Kickoff is high noon tomorrow. Back to Care Radio, we've got Benedictine basketball next Tuesday evening. It's a Tuesday night series as we will have women's basketball as the Ravens will be taking on Graceland. Again, 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should have a tip-off right around 7:30 or so. We will not be having Thanksgiving sports look next Thursday. Coming up next Friday, we've got football games on our sister stations. Taking a look at the modified on-air schedule as of right now, we'll have 2A football, Nemaha Central versus Southeast Saline. That'll be on 92.1 KMZA. Then Saturday, they'll have Greensburg versus Axtell Axtell versus Victoria. And that has got a 10:30 a.m. pregame with an 11 a.m. kick. Again, this is on 92.1 KMZA. Then Centralia versus Conway Springs. This is next Saturday at 4:30 in the afternoon. Again, on KMZA 92.1. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Now, I don't know about you, but living in downtown Atchison, getting the KMZA broadcast is a little hard. So I use our app at mscsports.net and use the Listen Live tab. That's how I'm planning on listening to Axtell next weekend. Now, coming up right now, we've got the scores across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and currently in women's basketball, there's only two teams going. Mid-America Nazarene is taking a 39-34 lead into halftime, and at the half, the Lady Ravens have 58 points to the Clark Pride 35. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 42. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 63. Dry with temps below average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the low 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this afternoon. It's currently 57 and sunny in downtown Atchison. St. Joseph is checking in at 57 as well. Troy, 56. Horton, 57. And Oskaloosa rounds it all out to 57 degrees. Right now, we've got a barometric pressure of 29.97. It's falling. It feels like 54 out there, but the winds are out of the southeast at 12 miles per hour and a relative humidity of 41%. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Ralph Tolman Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus at Atchison, Kansas, where at halftime of the ladies' game, it is all Benedictine. BC 58, Clark 35. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, and Lady Ravens have been fantastic. Don't forget the guys' game coming up at 2 o'clock. And, yeah, I know a lot of people are saying, well, we love our basketball, but wait a minute. Didn't the NAIA football championship games begin today? And yes, they did. And matter of fact, two of them are underway right now. One more is going to be starting here in about 3 minutes. The first one. Okay, Southwestern. Just underway in the second quarter. Southwestern out of Winfield, Kansas leads St. Francis of Indiana 17-3. Yeah, you think I got that backward, but no. 17-3 Southwestern. And then we have one more game that is already underway. As Friends is playing OUAZ, Ottawa University of Arizona. Well, hang on, I'm bringing that up. It is Friends leading Ottawa University of Arizona. The Spirit, 4 minutes ago in the half, it is 19-7 Friends. The KCAC coming out of the gate pretty hot in the first round of the tournament. So you got that going on. And then, of course, two more games coming up. Baker will start here at 1 o'clock. Lady Ravens are going to put a quick shot up and in the second half. Begins like the first half ended. Lady Ravens score. Two more for Jennifer Jacobs. And then Dickinson State and Kansas Wesleyan will be playing at 2 o'clock later today. So we'll be kind of keeping you up to speed on those games and those scores as the afternoon goes on. Right now it is 60-35 BC. Lady Ravens in front. Turning around, the shot off the back lip of the rim is no good. Zoe Kennedy, Sydney Morris is back in the game for Ottawa with those four fouls, for Clark with those four fouls. Macy Cooch to Haley Walters and Audrey Peck. For Benedictine, it'll be the starting five with Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert. Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobson, Riley Roddinghouse. 9:20 to go in the opening, or in the third quarter. 9:20 to go, third quarter. Benedictine up 25. It is 60-35. Lady Ravens putting it in. Dubert brings it right side of the lane. It's going to be slapped out of Jacobs' hands and go out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back in play again. Looking, and it'll be Dubert to do the inbound work at the baseline, just to the right side of the lane. It'll come into Josie. She's alone, and that three rims out, rebounded down by Benedictine, and it's going to be lost out of play off whom? And they are going to say it is Pride Basketball. Okay. Now, this is a history question time. When Benedictine first began playing, and by the way, now they've changed it back. The officials got together, and they're going to give it to Benedictine. When Benedictine first began playing Clark as they moved into the conference a handful of years ago, they were not the Pride. Who were they? Who was the mascot of Clark before they changed it? I'll give you a moment or two to think about that. It's 9 minutes ago in the third quarter. Benedictine back up at a basketball, up 25. Josie has it on top, right side Kennedy. She'll go three. That'll come up a little bit short. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. Gets it over to Dubert. Shot clock gets reset to 20. Dubert stops, little hook pass underneath, hook shot is up off the rim, one time, two times, no good. And a rebound, swept down underneath by Sydney Morris. 8:40 to go in the third quarter, 60-35. No. But a good shot. 8:40 to go. That's English. You read English? Morris, the little jump shot, won't go. Rebound, Lauren Dubert. Lauren has 7 rebounds now. They were the Clark Cavaliers. For a moment, the conference had 2 Cavaliers. Now they have none. Here we go, back down the floor. Driving in, little reversal. It was a great idea. It just didn't work very well for Macy Kuchta. BC left side, Josie 3, can't get it. Rebound underneath, followed up, no, and we're going to have a foul. Is that on Morris? No, it's going to be on Haley Walters. It will be her first, the team's first of the quarter. Person foul 2 for Haley Walters. Benedictine on the inbound. Oh, that's a pretty play. Jacobs for 2, and she's got 10. 62-35, Lady Ravens at 7:45 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has not just come out of the gates in the second half, lighting the scoreboard up like they did earlier. And again, the question is, can they get to 100? They ended up with 98 Wednesday night. Here's Morris's free shot is up. She's going to get free throws. The foul, Josie Weiser, her second, Benedictine's first third quarter foul. Make that Benedictine's second third quarter foul. And a free throw, very short for Sydney Morris. Sydney Morris, such a good one. She's a 5'11" sophomore from Bakersfield College in Bakersfield, California. Second free throw is going to be good. Morris has her 5th point of the day. It is 62-36, Lady Ravens. Into the fourth court, Lauren Dubert. Starts down the right side, switches over to the left, lobs it into the free throw line. The kick will go to the right side. Nicholson will go 3. That one won't go. BC having a hard time connecting from the outside. And that foul was in the middle, and I don't know if you could notice, in the middle, Sydney Morris, she just kind of froze up, scared to death. That might have been a foul on her, but it was not. And instead, it is going to be a third foul on Josie Weiser, and Josie will check out of the game with those 3. BC has only scored 4 points in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Clark with the basketball, the drive into the lane, the dish to Morris, shot blocked underneath by Rottinghouse. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson brings it up, quick pass to Jacobs. Her driving layup way too hard. Karam's away, no good. And back up front with it is going to be Kuchta. She'll take it down the right side. Cross-court pass and a foul. So Benedictine having a little trouble maintaining, I think, the focus that they had in the first half. Have not come out of the second half quite so cleanly. That'll be foul number 1 on Kennedy Nicholson. And we're going to get a timeout. That's a good one for the Ravens to be taking. You maybe got to get everybody on the same page. We're going to take a break with them, Joseph. 6:47 to go in the third quarter, where it is Lady Ravens 62, Clark 36.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than 2 or 3 times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Saturday afternoon college basketball on Care Radio coming out of the timeout. The ball will belong to Clark at their offensive baseline. Running from the Pride bench and second season head coach Adam Hocking from 14, the driving shot. That's up and in. Nice job. And Audrey Peck will have her first points of the game. Benedictine coming up the floor. They lead 62-38. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. BC has brought brought Michaela Bauman into the game. Michaela has it on top, goes to Jacobs. Jacobs tries to feed in the middle of Rottinghouse, and a bad pass is going to be stolen away. And Clark playing much better here in the second half. And again, Benedictine looking to get that first half focus back. Kuchta goes right side to Zoe Kennedy. Zoe plays through a double team, bounce pass to the lane, and the ball's going to be lost away. Goes out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine. Golden opportunity for me to wish very happy birthday to, I call her Grandma Wilder, because it is assistant coach for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, Andy Connolly. Her mother, Mrs. Wilder. Now, somebody told me 81. I was going to guess like 33, 34. I don't know. But I know 81 is a mistake. His little hook shot for the Ravens underneath, no good. But the birthday cake is chocolate and fantastic. So thanks to them, and happy birthday, Grandma Wilder, huh? Clark coming up court with the basketball down the left side. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. They trail Benedictine by a bunch. Here's a baseline turnaround shot from the left side. Now they trail by two fewer as Kuchta gets her first points of the game. It is 62-40. And what for BC was once a huge lead is now only 22. Left-hand shot. There it is for Rottinghouse. Half a dozen for Riley today. 64-40 Lady Ravens at 5:15 to go, quarter number three. Swing pass over to the left side. A little confusion between a couple of the Clark players as to who is the intended recipient, but they get it ironed out over there, and Kuchta is going to handle the basketball and dribble it off on top. Guarded by Dubert. Kicks it into the middle. Sydney Morris turns around, kicks it on top, and it's another bucket for Zoe Kennedy. Zoe now leads all scorers in the game of 20. 64-40. They're going to give her a two on that. I thought it was maybe a three. So 64-42. So now make that a 19 for her. Ravens over to the left side. Dubert in traffic. Baseline jumper. She draws a foul. Lauren Dubert coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. Out of the game for the Ravens will come Rottinghouse, and Stork comes back in. BC's Nicole Stork out of Adel, Iowa. Famous for singers. Maybe not. That's a different Adele. Nicole, 5'11" sophomore. First free throw is going to be up and good for Lauren Dubert. That'll be her 8th point of the game. She is 4-4 at the free throw line. This one, perfect. 66-42, Lady Ravens, 4.5 to go, quarter number three. Kuchta brings it over to the left side, driving in, 18-foot shot, nope, rebound slapped out on top where Kennedy Nicholson will pull it down. She comes up the floor, looks around, suddenly realizes she's 1-on-4 and wisely pulls it back out. Now goes to the left side of the lane, Jacobs up, nope, rebound is on the floor and in the scrum. It's going to be cleared away by Camden Kay. Right, back up court with it. Kennedy, work to the top, back to the right. Came at the baseline. That's a pretty follow-away shot, but didn't finish it. Does not go in. The Ravens will pull it away. Here comes Dubert. Attacks the basket, goes into the lane, and has been fouled by Kuchta. Macy Kuchta, foul number one. It'll be Clark, team foul two, now three. Team foul three of the third quarter. Benedictine has committed four already. Dubert brings it into the offensive end, and BC is going to drive right side. The shot, Jacobs off the window, a good. Again, we talk about it all the time. You get her near the block, and she is going to score. She has a dozen tonight, or this afternoon, 68-42. She goes in the middle and gets loose, pulled back down by the Pride. 3.5 to go, third quarter, and we get a travel up top side on Camden Kay. Camden Kay is out of Hempstead High School in Dubuque, Iowa, a freshman hometown product. For Benedictine, Nicholson, Dubert, Bauman, Jacobs, and Stork. For Clark, you got Kay and Kuchta with Potts, Morris, and Kennedy. Ravens bring it in, and Lauren Dubert will walk it up the floor. Here's a long two for Jacobs. No. And nicely rebounded back down It's Kuchta. She'll drive it all the way to the free throw line. Nearly travels. Thought she might have drugged that rear foot, but does it. Now the cross-court pass stolen by Jacob. She just reached out, plucked it out of the sky. Gets it away to Kennedy Nicholson. She'll race it over to the right side. Long cross-court pass left. All alone, Duber. Baseline three, no. Rebound. Two players. Battle for it. It'll be one away by Clark. Clyde taking it back the other way. Inside three to go in the third quarter. Kuchta will take it over to the left side. Wants to go out up on top. We'll kick it instead to Zoe Kennedy. She'll back into the lane. First to the left, then to the right. Now held up in the lane. Puts it off on top. Zoe turns, shoots up. No. Rebounded. Is there not a foul? There is. Crashing in Camden K. A little bit late to the party. We'll collect her second foul. And team fouls it out even at four apiece with 2:45 to go in the third. Returning to the Raven lineup is going to be Morales Kerman, the 6'3" freshman. Also into the game for Benedictine now will be Riley Brueggemann. Brueggemann down the left side, comes up four with it. To Bauman, and her pass to who she thought she was going to Morales over off the right side of the lane. Morales had already cut into the middle of the lane, so there was nobody at home. The pass goes harmlessly out of bounds. And Clark with 2.5 to go in the third quarter, back up the floor, but still trailing by some 26 points, and the Ravens reaching 100. Is becoming a little more in jeopardy. They have not had a high-scoring third quarter. And Kennedy Nicholson reaches in, and she knows it, picks up her second foul. But that is important in so much as team foul five puts Clark at the free throw line, and an opportunity for Zoe Kennedy to add more to her already long scoring list today. Kennedy with 19 points. She is 4 of 5 at the free throw line this afternoon. She averages 13 a game and is an 86% free throw shooter. Free throw good, 2:10 to go. Couple of free throws, and here's a baseline runner. Nope. Rebound underneath by Stork. Back to the right side. Bauman. Skip to Stork. Jump shot. Good. Nicole Stork has 9. And it is 70-44. A minute 45. Here's a 3 on the other end. Missing. And here comes Riley. Brueggemann glides down the left side, goes baseline. Bauman will turn and shoot. Nope. Rebound Stork, big collision, and is that 5? It is. So Sydney Morris will collect her 5th foul and end her afternoon with a minute 28 to go in the third quarter. 5 points today for Sydney Morris. Nicole Stork coming to the free throw line. First one, no. Nicole looks for her 10th point with the second free throw. She is 1 of 3 free throw shooting today. Has not scored yet in the second half. And we'll hit that one. 71-44, 1:28 to go. So again, the Lady Ravens pretty much on that 100-point pace. They're going to have a solid fourth quarter to get themselves there. Kuchta will take it around to the left side, swings it over to the wing. Matter of fact, closer to the 28-foot mark than the wing. Little hook pass over to the left side of the lane. Changing directions, driving in. Plenty of contact. Foul. Bauman coming up with it. Gets it away. Into the forecourt. Brueggemann. Brueggemann right side to Bauman, who travels with the ball and knows it. Ravens are going to turn it over. A minute to go, third quarter. Is this the time that you give your assistant coach the spare set of keys to the bus and tell him just warm that thing up? 50 seconds to go in the third. Lady Ravens up 71-44. Down the left side, back out to the top. The three is uncontested and very short. Rebounded off the floor by Morales. Brueggemann goes left side to Kennedy. In and out. Won't get the roll. And Camden K, backup court for Clark. Half a minute to go in the third. Camden brings it down, spins 360. Her shot rejected by Morales. Here comes Benedictine. Bergman has it knocked away from her from behind. Nobody helped her. And now Stork is back to defend one on three, and the driving layup is going to be good. They go around her, and the bucket is good for Kuchta. She's got four. 71-46. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Ravens are going to get a final shot in the third quarter. Bergman to Stork has it knocked out of her hands, and the Ravens are not going to get a shot. Third quarter ends, and Sweeney will be back for the fourth. After three quarters here in Atchison, Kansas, women's college basketball finds Benedict and leading Clark 71-46.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
The first team to come back out for the fourth quarter here in the Nova Gymnasium. Giants game coming up after this one with an anticipated tip-off of 2 o'clock. And maybe like Wednesday, we get this thing off maybe just 5 minutes early. Who knows? We've got cheering going on in the crowd over here. Here we go. Clark will put it in play. 71-46, Benedictin in front. Clark being led by Zoe Kennedy with 21. Now Zoe puts up this shot, will not go down, gets her own rebound, leans in, puts it up again, and will score it. Zoe attacking the basket, and again, doing everything she can to try to help her team as leading scorer Sydney Morris is already fouled out of the game for the Pride. For Benedictin, Josie Weiser back in with the rest of the starters to begin the fourth quarter. Josie leads BC in scoring with 17. Here's Dubert with it. Right side, Morales. Head fake, shoots. Traveled, yeah. She tried to square up with that second foot and kind of drug it across a little bit, and Benedictin is going to give it back. 9:20 to go in the game. Clark will bring it up patiently. If you're Clark, what you got to do is just work on having a good quarter. You want to go into your next game feeling a little bit better than you did going into halftime here today. Pride back out on top. Kennedy will go for three. Knocks it down. Zoe Kennedy continues to be just fantastic here today. 71-51 now. 71-51. So Benedictine's big lead has been trimmed to 20. And Dubert will have the pass knocked out of bounds to the baseline. The Ravens are going to have it back in play. BC has led by as many as, I've got them as many as 25 here this afternoon. Inbound it comes, and Jacobs will hit the layup off the inbound play. Jennifer's 14th point, 73-51. Shot on the other end, it's up and good. 73-54. Ravens down the floor. They're Brueggemann and Dubert with Weiser, Jacobs, and Morales. Those are the Lady Raven five. The feed in the middle of Carmen. Drops an elbow. Pushes her way in and scores it. At 6'3 with her size, you can do that. And that's what you have to do. And she made it look very professional. Morales, 6 points. 75-54. Left side, baseline, falling away. Off the window. Good for two more for Zoe Kennedy. 75-56. And again, here comes Riley Brueggemann. Dubert way upstairs. Brueggemann out on top. Looks to the middle. Goes to Josie in front of the Raven bench. Her three won't go. Rebound underneath. Jacobs goes up. Gets pushed. Gets fouled. One to the line. So right now, Zoe Kennedy, 29 points. She leads her team. She leads all scorers. Matter of fact, Benedictine's two leading scorers combined have 29 points. Free throw? Nice. Putting it right in is going to be Jennifer Jacobs, her 15. 76-56. BC back up by 20. It's 7.5 to go. Kim grows quiet. The free throw rolls up and in. Jacobs with two more. Her 15th and 16th points. 77-56. Clark will go baseline right. Falling away. His shot misses. Rebound tipped out. Jacobs sweeps it away. Brueggemann brings it down. Goes left side. Kicks it over to Josie in front of the bench. Feeds underneath Morales. Power move, Morales, and a plus one. Herman has come off the bench to now score 8. And was fouled by Georgia Hanselman. And at the line, Herman Morales, the 6'3 freshman from Granada, Spain. Free throw? No. Rebound. Nice job of boxing Josie out and allowing another Clark player to come up with the board. Walters down to 4, feeds right, driving layup. Nicely done, Hanselman, her first point. 79-58. 7 minutes left. Dubert has it left side. She wants Morales. Can't get it. Goes Brueggemann off the screen. Brueggemann right side. Underhand shot. Oh, a beautiful shot. Underhand off the backboard and in and plus one. The foul by Macy Kuchta. Riley Brueggemann. She can get to 10. Doesn't do it. Rebound pulled down by Clark. 81-58. Driving shot on the other end. Misses. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Brueggemann. She'll slow down. Let the rest of her team kind of join her in the forecourt a little bit. Swings it over to the right side. Morales. You know she's not going to shoot that one. Josie will. It's 3. Boom. Again for Josie. Josie Weiser. That is her first point in the second half. Didn't score in the third quarter. Now has 20. And it's 84-58. Here's a shot from the outside for 3 that is way short. Just kind of sweeps the bottom of the net as it flies out of bounds. So BC is going to make multiple substitutions, and we will wait till everybody's in the game before we reset the lineup. Putting the ball in play is going to be Nicole Stork. She will bring it into Lauren Dubert. At the 5, Benedictine has Carmen Morales. You've got Diana Moser at one wing. And at the other wing, you've got Josie Weiser. So there are your Lady Raven 5 with 6 minutes to play. Morales backs in, spins, turns, underhand. There it is. She makes a nice move. And I like the fluidity and the continuation as she went with one solid movement and motion to the rim. So the 2 points and another free throw coming up for Carmen. Josie Weiser will exit the game. And here's a player that everybody you talk to from around Northeast Kansas just talks so highly of. And that is Hattie Gross, the 5'8 freshman from Frankfort, Kansas in the game. Free throw's up and it won't go in. Rebound. Pride. It is 86-58. Benedictine now. Dubert coming up on the seal. Here come the Ravens. Dubert races down the court. Goes all the way into the middle. Gets tripped. Goes to the floor. Springs right back up. She's okay. And the foul is going to be on Haley Walters. Her third. 5 minutes and 40 to go in the ball game. Man, Lady Ravens can still make the century mark. These free throws would help, but they haven't been hitting them here in the fourth quarter. Dubert, though, is pretty good likelihood of putting a couple in. First one's there. Lauren Dubert has 10 points now. And 11. She is 7 of 7 at the free throw line, by the way, today. And BC is up 88-58. Can the Lady Ravens get a dozen in the last 5.5 minutes? Here's a drive across to the reverse layup. That was a pretty shot underneath for Clark. And again, you know, it's Zoe Kennedy knocking down more points. She's going to be in the 30s somewhere here today when things are all said and done. Throws to the basketball over on the right side. Hattie comes out on top, driving in. Mosier back out on top to Dubert. BC working a little time now with 11 on the shot clock. Lauren off the screen. Grunge puts the shot up. It's going to be short. We're going to have a foul on the Pride. And you can look at the faces of the Pride players. They're just frustrated out here today. This whistle is going to be on Georgia Hanselman and will be her third, make it fourth, her fourth foul. And Benedictine again coming to the free throw line. And again, it's going to be Lauren Dubert. So Lauren's free throw kicks out. So after having hit her first seven, that one's going to bounce away. Lauren is the only starter on the floor yet for Coach Folsom. This free throw's good. And she was the only starter on the floor for Benedict. And she's coming out of the game with over 5 minutes to play. And taking her spot is going to be Shay Lewis. Shay, the 5'9 sophomore out of Union Star, Missouri. You know where Union Star is. That's just North St. Joe there. 4:50 to go in the ball game. Clark with a basketball trailing by 29. They had their chance. They cut the gap a little bit. Here's a three. This is going to be up and good for Walters, her 11th point. 89-62, Benedictine. Out on top is going to be Lewis. Shay puts it back on top to Moser. Starts down the left side. Out on top to Stork. Back over to the right to Lewis. Underneath it goes. The shot up won't drop this time for Carmen. And Clark will clear it away with 4:15 left. Right side, Zoe. She's going to score this, right? She will turn and fall and hit and get the free throw. Okay. Gus and I talk a lot of times about how you know if a player is good. And one of our number one criteria is, could that player play for you or any other team in a conference? And I'm looking at Zoe Kennedy out there and going, yeah, pick a team. She can play for them. Here's her free throw. It's good. So she is absolutely all-conference quality player. 89-65, Benedictine. 4 minutes left in the game. Ravens are going to run a little motion now. Take some time off the clock. Look to be patient. Find that excellent shot. The feet underneath, and there it is. That is the excellent shot. Carmen Morales with two more. 91-65, and we're 3:45 left. Again, BC Wednesday, we saw him put 98 up out in Puckett Fieldhouse. There was a travel with no whistle. If you're an official, isn't it difficult just to like want to let the games finish, probably? Ball's going to be thrown away by Clark. Go out of bounds. Benedictine putting it in play right in front of the Raven Pep Band over there. 3:28 to go in the game. 91-65. Lady Ravens are going to continue to be undefeated on the season and will move to 5-0 and 3-0 today. Cross court pass is going to be saved by Shay Lewis. It'll be knocked out of her hands at midcourt by Kennedy, and Zoe will have touched it last, and Zoe does a great job of trying to decoy the official. What you do is you pick up the ball, and you carry it out of bounds like you're going to throw it in, and he says to stop things and go, no, that's not what's going on here. BC on offense, 13 on the shot clock. Stork goes right side to Gross. Back out to Nicole. Stork left side of the lane. Shot missed. Follow-up won't go for Carmen in the rebound. Cleared down by the Pride, and we have a Raven foul. The officials are going to confer just a little bit between the goal and the free throw line on the north end, and we are exactly 3 minutes left in this one. This is the time when, if I were a player, I would be maybe getting my chance to get in the game. You know, 30-point contest, 3 minutes to go. That was my one hope. You've got Coach Hawking over here looking at the official. He's kind of nodding a little bit. You think, guys, just don't waste a lot of time. It's a long way home. Ultimately, No penalties assessed, no fouls called, and it'll be Clark basketball. They bring it in, and we go inside 3 minutes to go. 91-65. Back over to the right side is Macy Kushta. And here's Kennedy. Look at that. Underhand driving shot is up and good. I enjoy watching her play. She is so talented. 2:40 to go. 91-67. BC at the baseline is out of bounds off Clark. And they'll retrieve the ball and kick it back in. Some of the Raven coaching staff over here. You've got Coach Osborne, Coach Moody chatting in the corner, waiting for the guys' game to begin. Back over to the right side is going to be Mosier. Out on top, Stork, shot clock at 15. Mosier steps inside the defender, plays off the screen, 14-footers off the window and missing. Rebound underneath to Stork, has it taken away from her. Going to be saved underneath for Benedictine by Grace Dixon. And now the rebound again for Benedictine underneath. A jump ball, call possession, Raven. Returning to the floor, Michaela Bauman. And out of the game will come Nicole Stork. So for BC, one of two things. Either, if you're going to know who's out there, either you know this team pretty well or you got a program in your left hand and looking at it, because here's the inbound of the shot by Bauman. She gets pushed to the back and will come to the free throw line. Michaela steps up here. Michaela has not had a ton of free throws this season. She's one of two, to be exact. And one of three. That one kind of rolls around and falls away. Michaela looking for her first point of the evening, afternoon. There's no windows here. It's kind of hard to tell. Evening, afternoon. Second one, perfect. Now 92-67. 2:05 to play. The ball goes right side to Zoe. Kennedy backing away, lofts it out on top to Camden Kay. Right side of the lane, the dish into the corner, shot clock already down to 15. Kushta can't get a shot away, comes again to Kennedy. Zoe goes left, Zoe comes right, Zoe plays off the screen, plays through the double team, and was she fouled? She was. Foul is going to be on Bauman. Michaela's second, and Ravens are not putting Clark on the free throw line yet. Fry putting it in play. 1:40 to go now. Underneath, the shot deflected. Oh, they're going to call a blocking foul inside on Grace. See, Benedictine has good size, even down on the bench when you've got Grace Dixon, who's still working her way into things, a 6'1" junior from Manhattan, Kansas. First free throw, no. And one more shot coming up for Macy. Second free throw is good. So Macy has 5 points. You got to understand, Benedictine has 5 players who are 6'1" or taller on this team. You got Grace Dixon at 6'1", Jennifer Jacobs at 6'1", Riley Rottinghouse and Carmen Morales are both 6'3", J.D. Christian, who's probably going to get back by semester, is 6'4". Here's a three, no, rebound off of Mosier's foot and recovered by Grace. Here comes Benedictine. Mosier down the floor. 1:05 left. Dixon on top. Left side it goes. Working away to the point is going to be Shea. Three-pointer. Boom! There it is for Hattie Groves. Hattie gets on the scoreboard. And we're getting a timeout for the Ravens, but we're not taking a break, Joseph. It is a timeout for Benedictine to make some substitutions and do some things and to let Clark finish, I think, clearing their bench with 1 minute left, 95-68. Here comes Clark. Lady Ravens are not going to get to 100, by the way. Here's Aubrey Louvon. for Clark. Aubrey's at his Cedar Rapids. Running shot. Up and on the window and good. And Aubrey with a broad and beaming smile as she comes into the game moments ago, hits that shot. She'll come to the free throw line. 95-70. And no. Rebound Shea Lewis. Here comes Benedictine. Shea flirts with the over and back, but kicks it over to Mosier safely. Again, they'll feed underneath. The turn. It's off the rim once, twice, and goes in. The bucket for Benedictine and Grace Dixon. 97-70. The three on the other end. No. Rebound. Mosier. Ravens with the basketball and into the forecourt. Shot clock is off. They do not have to shoot. Will they? Over to the left. The fans want a three. Back out on top, it's going to come to Gross. Over to the right side. Looking in the middle is going to be Lewis. 9 seconds to go. Bauman skips underneath. They're going to kick it off on top. She'll go three. There's 100. And when you're a freshman, that's just what you do. Shea Lewis scores. And the final score today, Benedictine 100, Clark 70. And we'll be back right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back. All right, I'm just doing the math. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. Benedictine, 13 players suited up today. 13 players in the game. 12 of them scored. For Clark, though, what an afternoon for Zoe Kennedy. If it gets better than this, I don't even know how. 39 points. If that's not the player of the week with a game to go, I can't even imagine how good you had to be. Zoe Kennedy, 12 of 17 shooting the ball, including 5 of 8 three-point shooting, 7 of 7 at the free throw line. She was fantastic today. Following Zoe, you had double figures also for Walsh. Or rather, it was for Walters with 11. Hey, good. Following her, gosh, we're just going to start. Lubin with 2 and 2 for Peck. And you had Kay with 3, Cooch to 5, 3 for Potts, 5 for Sydney Morris, their leading scorer and rebounder who fouled out of the game early. And Clark, 70 points today. For Benedictine, though, my goodness. how do you even start for the Lady Ravens? You've got Josie Weiser led all the score, 20 points. She had 17 at halftime, ends the game with 20. Pretty good day. Have 16 for Jennifer Jacobs, a dozen for both Morales and Dubert, and 10 for Nicole Stewart. Robbie Brueggemann had 9. There was Nicholson, 6. 6 more for Rodinghouse. And the Ravens, again, put virtually everyone in the scoring column. Everybody getting PT, and Benedictine continues to be undefeated. They are now 5-0 and 3-0 in the conference. Stick around. Second half coming up here shortly. The guys are out warming up. We'll have Vince Comedy's basketball coming up in about 15, 16 minutes. Final score in the ladies' game, Benedictine 100, Clark 70. Right now, though, back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.